The Guardian.
We're going to start this week with the aliens. This is Magic Man. That is Magic Man by The Aliens. Gordon Anderson, John McClane and Robin Jones used to be in the Beta Band. Now they're The Aliens, and their second album, Luna, is out at the end of the month. After releasing their debut on EMI, this follow-up is on their own label. So as well as singing vocals and playing lead guitar, Anderson is also now in charge of writing the band's name on CDs. Purveyors of psychedelic pop, some people say they channel the spirit of Syd Barrett. Others, the spirit of Barrett Holmes. Which is it for you, Luke?
Syd Holmes, for me. Channel the spirit of Syd Holmes, that lost great British star of secret psychedelia.
Now, you've brought this tune in. You're going to act as an advocate for it.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely great. I mean, for me, no one does modern-day British psychedelia better than them, really. Their first album, Astronomy for Dogs, was it? Yeah. Got rave reviews, but for me, it wasn't quite the whole realised beast. This is much more realised piece of work. I think this is absolutely great. Just channeling all those psychedelic folk and British rock and sunny pop influences, it's just absolutely fantastic.
It sounds a little bit like a Primal Scream album track to me, Tim Jones.
I was actually going to say, I like it, but I like it more as a driving kind of rock song. And to me, it does actually sound quite like Oasis and Primal Scream and Soundtrack of Our Lives, that kind of old band.
Possibly more Soundtrack of Our Lives, yeah.
But I don't find it massively psychedelic. It sounds like a really good Oasis song with some echoey vocals.
I think you can see, if you listen to this, not perhaps this track on its own, but the whole album, that it's a post-Acid House record as well. There are Danfluence influences in there.
Mm-hmm. There is a groove to it, isn't
there?
I do think it's great, I should add as well, because Luke looks very horrified when I said it sounds like an Oasis song. But, you know, Oasis have got some great songs.
Good. Without anybody having to necessarily agree, we can move on. Madman by the Aliens is out on September the 15th. Second track on Singles Club is Shake, Shake, Shake by White Denim. That's Shake, Shake, Shake by White Denim. White Denim is fashionable right now, particularly with Johnny Burrell. And this three-piece from Austin, Texas are cynically trying to cash in. Not only did they name themselves after Sarah Palin's favourite type of jean wear, the band like to be photographed in trailer parks, and their new video has them bouncing up and down in a scrapyard. In truth, though, they are all descendants of the Rothschild banking empire and flew from Austin every Monday morning to school in Lucerne, Switzerland. And that is fact. This is my choice, and after some confusion on the blog about last week and whether I'll actually like the record I was endorsing or not, I would like to say I do like this. It's not the best White Denim song, but I do think it sums up two of the things I really like about this band. One, their ability to craft the hook, and two, their willingness to keep switching things about. The entire track lasts under 3 minutes, and it has nothing but a couple of howls for lyrics, but I think serves the band's stated function of delivering good times. Anybody who violently disagrees with me can go first.
Can I go first then?
Yes.
To me, it sounds like overhearing my annoying neighbours practising on some kind of... it's like you can hear...
You must have some prodigiously talented neighbours, Tim.
Well, sadly not.
Oh, no.
I like the fact you can hear all the different instruments in a way, because you don't normally hear a record that's cut that raw. But at the same time, there's no vocals to it, really. The fact it's just... a garage rock song kind of reminds me of those bands around 2001, 2002, like the Datsuns and is it the D4, was it? All those garage rock bands.
It's either successful garage rock bands or your neighbours. Make your mind up, Jones.
But most of those garage rock bands sound like my neighbours practising, so...
Maybe they are the neighbours. Maybe they've fallen on hard times and have had to move to Holloway Road. I think the Datsuns sounded much clearer kind of pastiches of the Rolling Stones to me. This does sound a little bit... off kilter, but I still stand by the hook. I think that hook is great. A lot of the criticism that I've read about this band is that they're too noodly and fiddle around too much and don't concentrate on making a song work. For me, this, it's just the song, the bit that works, and no more. Luke?
I quite enjoyed it. I wouldn't say I listen to it at home a lot, but I thought it was better than Tim thought. And perhaps Tim doesn't listen to it at home because he can just hear his neighbours next door.
Yeah, he doesn't need to tune in.
I do think it's much more multi-layered than something like the Datsuns and those sort of bands you're talking about. And there's much more in there. I think when you listen back to it, every time you can hear something different in there.
Yeah.
There's multi-layered and there's influences from the Stooges to the post-punk bands like Magazine and Devo and stuff. So I think every time you listen to it, there's something more in there, and it's deceptive. It's not as simple as it first sounds, I think.
I like the fact that they're putting this out at the single at the same time.
I quite like the fact they're putting out a song with no vocals on it. It's quite, you know.
It's a little bit different. That is Shake, Shake, Shake by White Denim, and it's available to download now. Final track on Singles Club is Living Just for Fun by Heartbreak. Driving in the night, living just for fun. There's no way to resist. Right, that's Heartbreak with Living Just for Fun. Heartbreak are Sebastian Moravchik and Ali Reno. If their names weren't exotic enough to be going on with, please consider that they met in Buenos Aires, are now based in London, and record Italo disco music. Italo disco is the term given to the mid-paced electronic music popular in the discos of Rimini in the late 1970s and early 80s. Heartbreak is the term given to watching your mum strangle your favourite hamster because you wouldn't finish your dinner. Tim, advocate of this track.
I think it's great, yeah.
It needs to be more than that. You can't just do one sentence. We need a proper, like, review.
Oh, why didn't you should have told me?
Oh, no, well, I didn't. I was busy. I had my head down.
I think it's quite a shameless record in that it's deliberately designed purely for people who take drugs. Everything about it is designed for that kind of trancey, spaced-out moment in a club where the pace has slowed down a bit. I really like what's going on in London and across the country as well at the moment with the kind of revival in this sort of music. I like how clean it sounds as well. You can really hear all the sort of different parts, especially the bass line in that. It's basically the rhythm, isn't it, the bass line?
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the bass and the pace and the hypnotising nature of it. Luke, is it off your street?
I really like it as well, but I just think it's quite funny. It's something that someone mentioned on the blog the other day as well, is the fact that this music was originally made for all this, you know, clean cut discotheques in Rimini, you know, that were attended by people who looked like they were extras in Miami Vice. And now everyone who listens to it is in skinny jeans in these disgusting basements in Dalston and Hackney and stuff like that, which quite amuses me. But I really like it. I'm not sure I could go out and listen to a whole evening of that stuff. I've tried, in fact, and I couldn't.
I was what I was going to ask. Having never actually made it to an Italo disco night, and you're talking about it being the sort of thing that might play in a chill period in a club, is it?
Yeah.
Can people play full hour long sets of this stuff and keep the kids going?
Well, I mean, the times I've been to sort of disco bloodbath or whatever, there's kind of a mix of things. So they'll play some, you know, really sort of retro disco tracks, then they'll play something like that. Then they'll play something very upbeat, and sometimes they'll put on Fleetwood Mac or something. Mm. And so it is a really varied set. And that would just be, you know, when you want to bring it down a bit and everyone's just a bit kind of floaty, I guess.
Can I just say before we move on that I think this song could have benefited without the vocals? In a White Denim style.
Right.
The voice reminds me of, you know, like Willie Fogg and Dog Tanyan. The kind of the dubbing they put on those kind of Spanish cartoons for English audience. It reminds me of that.
I'd agree with that. Could have been a New Order B-side without the vocals.
Exactly. Well, and that is a compliment and a half.
Maybe the listeners should try bootlegging the the vocals on this to sticking it on a White Denim, seeing what they come out with.
All right, that is Heartbreak with Living Just for Fun, and it'll be available on their debut album, Lies, which is out on Lex Records on September the 22nd.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.